Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can't be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Pentagon reported Tuesday the main airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, had been secured by the 82nd Airborne and other military personnel. Exit flights are planned to continue through the end of the month as the Taliban has retaken the country from Afghan forces. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, while another was later found dead in a wheel well. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Space Force Officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is set to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment, and I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely? Yeah, first I'll say up front, I am still active duty, though I'm on terminal leave, and terminal leave means I'm separating from the service, and my last day in the service is 1 September. Where things stand for us at the moment is that for the past 3 months, we've heard that there was an alleged investigation that was ongoing in the Pentagon, but I've not had any communication about that, either from my chain of command or from the Air Force Inspector General's office, who is the one that I think was to be conducting an investigation. And so I wrote a letter to then acting Secretary of the Air Force explaining certain circumstances, which I don't plan to make public, but also requesting an early retirement and a separation honorably from the service. And they've denied me an early retirement, but agreed that they would separate me. And so my family and I have decided that that's the best course of action for us right now, given the circumstances.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Rick Manning with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, lots to talk about. People are upset, and they should be, rightfully. I mean, the security of our country now is the worst it's ever been. We are so vulnerable with the actions of this president who should be fired for incompetence, for what he has done in leaving us so vulnerable. Bad enough with what's happening in Afghanistan, at the same time with what's going in our southern border. I mean, danger is imminent here, Rick Manning.
Yes, it is. It's a... I think people know it. I think even the left knows it because they have been, CNN has been criticizing Biden over Afghanistan. But yeah, you've synopsized it correctly. You know, one of the things that stopped the interpreters, the American and the Afghan interpreters from being able to get in along into America along with their families, people who you could, there's a reason you want to vet them because there's, you want to make sure not bringing in people who would, you know, blow up buildings and stuff because they're terrorists. So that's the reason they vet them. But the fact of the matter is these people worked alongside Americans in country. Their families were put at risk the entire time. And the reason we couldn't get visas for them, we couldn't get the State Department to issue visas rapidly enough when we knew for 4 months this was going on. Mm-hmm. And people were in line for over a year to get visas out of there and were stuck and left behind. You know, and that's beyond the 10,000 Americans that are in Kabul and, right, and around the country.
Exactly.
So we couldn't get visas for people who were interpreters, who were helping us in a war, but we allowed 210,000 people to come across the border with no visa whatsoever and shuttled them off to the rest of the country.
Yes.
In July alone.
And what, 20% of them infected with COVID?
With COVID,
on top of
at the time we want to have COVID vaccines on the rest of us. But if you're an illegal alien, you know, welcome to America. Mm-hmm. We'll place you into a neighborhood near, you know, coming shortly to you,
yeah,
your neighborhood. And, you know, that's not, but the real, I mean, as terrible as the Kabul thing is, and it's mm-hmm. terrible, and it's going to be worse. This is going to get worse before it gets better by a lot. I'll just say one last thing about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't envision it getting better under this administration. I mean, even, and I keep reminding everybody that even an ally of the Obama-Biden, you know, regime said that Biden has never gotten one thing right when it comes to, you know, foreign affairs, but yet he's regarded as a, you know, as a foreign expert. I mean, is that the measure?
He's an expert. He is an expert. You know, the expertise is to know that any time he comes down strong on an issue, do the opposite. and by the way, this isn't new. People knew this before the election. At least they could have known this. It was, you know, widely printed that former Defense Secretary for both George W. Bush and Obama came out and said that exact thing, that Biden hadn't gotten the foreign policy decision right in 40 years. But the fact of the matter is we now have consequences for that.
But Rick, these are dangerous consequences. I mean, this isn't small C. This is huge. What could happen? I mean, here it is. I mean, we went to Afghanistan to stop the terrorist activity. And, you know, when people are complaining, well, it's a 20-year war, I get it. But look, we've been in other areas much longer than 20 years. Korea, yeah.
I would argue that there was a way out of Afghanistan. What President Trump had negotiated at a peace table was no Americans are going to be killed as long as we're in this peace process. A, no Americans were killed for 11 months, have been killed in Afghanistan for 11 months. We said, you will stick to where you're at. You won't make any military moves while we draw down. And they did not. We had drawn down to 2,500 troops in Afghanistan when Trump left office. We have double that number of troops in Afghanistan right now, by the way, defending one airport. But the payback was, you know, we're going to stay in Bagram Air Force Base. We're going to make certain, so we have a base of operations. And if you make one false move, we're going to blow you smithereens.
Yes.
And anytime they did something that was even slightly aggressive, we basically went after them. Mm-hmm. And that, and once again, that was creating a peace where there was a level playing field. And we got out and we were able to get all of our people out and we were able to create an environment where it was an actual withdrawal without effectively escaping off the rooftops, as we saw in 75 and Hanoi. Vietnam, Saigon. And it was Bill, the real catastrophe here is every place in the world that was warm is now hot.
Yes.
And every place in the world that was hot is now on fire. If you're China, you're just sitting there saying, well, when should we take Taiwan?
Exactly. That's my next point. Exactly. Right. Why not?
Well, and if you're sitting there and you're Vietnam, for instance, and the Chinese are trying to take the oil reserves off of Vietnam from the South China Sea, they're claiming the whole China Sea is their own. Mm-hmm. If you're Vietnam, if you're India, if you're anybody who might contest the Chinese aggression, are you going to, knowing that the U.S. is likely to just fold our hands? No. The answer is no. The world is safe when America is strong, because the rest of the world depends on America to keep sea lanes open, to make sure that commerce can happen so their economies can grow. The rest of the world depends on America to be the stabilizing force against those who would have anarchy, those who would press empire. That is what the world depends upon. That is not some fiction. That's the truth. And when America is weak, when America is embarrassed, when America is effectively shattered because we have a president who is apparently incapable of a rational thought or the ability to think two steps downstream of what happens. Because we have a president who doesn't get it at all. And the rest of the world knows that America can't be depended on. America is weak. America will do erratic things, which is very dangerous. And perhaps they should turn to the Chinese, because being an ally of the Chinese, you know, China, you're not going to get killed.
Well, they prosper. Yeah, they know what they're going to get. They may get killed. I mean, depending. I mean, their organs may be harvested, but they know. Go ahead.
They'll get velvet chains if they're the leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, they'll take the Belt and Road Initiative. They'll get some money. They'll pocket most of it. They'll build a road or two, and the Chinese will own their country. You know, if they ally with the United States, what do they get? Well, they get an unreliable ally who, you know, who basically abandons their friends.
He's going to cut and run on them. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. More after this.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. 75 years ago, Reverend Charlie Byer started the Gospel Tide Hour radio program to share the gospel message in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. That initial Gospel Tide Hour show that enthralled the surrounding community gave birth to the Tide Ministry, a global network of partners sharing the gospel and making disciples in 30 different languages on three continents. The gospel has the power to change lives all around the world, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language. We are humbled by what God has enabled us to accomplish over 75 years, and we look forward to what the Lord will do in the next seven decades. To learn about the Tide Ministry's vision to impact even more people over the next 75 years and how you can participate in sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as you say, the Democrats are taking out the long swords as well here right now. I mean, they see that Biden is not the leader, which, you know, most of America realizes and has asked the question repeatedly, you know, who's running the country here? And Joe Biden is MIA. And look, at you can refer to him as the former president, and give him an exit and get him out. But you know, how do we get to that point? Number one, and number two, are we jumping out of one frying pan into another? Because if Biden's gone, that means Kamala Harris.
Right. Well, I first of all, let me be clear, and I think everybody understands this. All of us love America. We want what's best for America. And removing a president is extremely painful. But it's at some point you come to the conclusion that the damage that the person is doing due to either incompetence or just not having the capabilities is worse than the damage of removing a president.
Okay, well, so Rick, for just a minute, pause on this for just a second, okay? It's one thing to say he's incompetent, and that's probably for whatever reason, if they want to say mental or just, you know, he's just not up for the job, so you get out of him, and you need to get him out of there. Otherwise, it puts at risk, the policies of the Democratic Party, does it not?
Well, it puts at risk the policies of the Democratic Party, but from an American standpoint, it does so much damage to our capacity in the world.
Oh, no doubt.
That we have there's almost responsibility, a patriotic responsibility to have the guy removed. But but the way you get there is not through a frontal assault. I think everybody sees what's going on. I think between now and September 11th, when the Taliban have demanded that all Americans be out of country, and they're going to have a big victory celebration on the 20th anniversary of the destruction of the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. The people who destroyed the Twin Towers are going to have a 20th anniversary victory celebration, victory in the war on terror. Okay. So understand that's what we're going to see. That's what the world's going to see.
Right.
It's going to be horrifying and embarrassing and everything else. But the way to actually do the process to have Joe Biden removed, you have to have the general, you know, Milley, Duncan, the Secretary of Defense, and the CIA director, and Blinken, the Secretary of State, they have to be held to account because this failure is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Biden's, it's theirs. And that is a fact. Now, Biden made a decision in April 5, I believe, to withdraw. Zero means zero. Mm-hmm. But when the situation was hitting the fan, if those guys weren't in every single day demanding that something happen, Blinken, who couldn't get the visas, I mean, they weren't processing visas to get the Afghan interpreters out.
Right.
Who, you know,
they knew immediately when this was brought up, this was going to be an issue. And then what do they do, Rick? They remove the military before they take out the civilians. What kind of sense did that make?
Worse than that, we shut down a month ago. We shut down Bagram Air Force Base, which was the place where we would be able to have massive withdrawals. Okay, now we have people trapped in an airport, no way in or out. No, it's essentially a small space, and it's a death trap.
Yes.
If somebody decides they want to just kill everybody, we have no air support. We have nothing. We are surrounded by the enemy in all ways. This is the Alamo times 100 in terms of the odds. So, yeah, we just dumped 5,000 troops to try to save that, to be able to exit people. Well, our best troops in that circumstance can't survive if they decide to kill us.
And what about all the military arsenal? I think it's been suggested that the Taliban overnight became the third strongest working army on the planet as a result of all our military equipment left behind. Which Trump said that he had every intent to remove everything out of there. Not one piece of military machinery was to be left behind, and Biden cut and ran and just turned everything. All this military intelligence, helicopters, technology, and everything like that. No wonder China immediately acknowledged the Taliban. Hey, we acknowledge you. You're our best pals. We're going to come on over and help you out. And, hey, we'll take some pictures and just check out some of that military gear. Oh, by the way.
Well, no doubt. That's exactly what's happening. It's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They had alternatives, and even to the very end, if we hadn't given up Bagram, we could have been running A-10 runs against the Taliban, and they would not have taken half the cities they took,
mm-hmm.
and their leadership would have been stuck in Pakistan. And we could have had an orderly withdrawal. There just was absolutely. This is where the military failure came in. The decision to give up Bagram Air Force Base, by the way, 5,000 of the most violent terrorists who were captured were at Bagram. They are all released now. Okay? They are running loose right now. So everything that could go wrong on this has gone wrong. And to have a president look vacantly into the camera and say, I was right, pay no attention to what you see on the ground, is completely unacceptable.
Mm.
And the way to deal with it is if you go to dailytorch.com, I've got something up. It's actually badly placed, but it's the top thing on the politics section.
Mm.
And we're saying something to Biden first, okay? And just to Biden, saying, fire these three people.
Yes.
And, it's the defense secretary. It's the secretary of state. It's the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Fire these three people. And if we can put enough pressure on Biden to fire them, what will happen is Milley will come out and will start telling the story. They'll start leaking the New York Times and Washington Post to undermine Biden. And once that happens, it's bad for the country short term, really bad for the country short term. But it's like taking radiation to get rid of cancer.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And you would end up having then Biden, then the Democrats will have to agree to get Biden out. And it will be more than just having hearings and all the show things. Democrats won't want to have hearings because they don't want this to linger in the news. They know. If you've got, cutting off a dog's tail and when they're a pet puppy, you don't cut off one inch at a time. You cut the whole thing off.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, it's cool to cut off one inch at a time. Democrats aren't going to want to hold hearings as this unfolds. They're going to know they have to cut the whole tail off. And and once the rats are jumping the sinking ship and telling on each other, which Milley will do,
mm-hmm.
that's when Biden will be put. The Democrats will feel they have no choice but to move forward.
Well, they need to really shake up their leadership, because even Speaker Pelosi was lauding the praises of this president and his actions in Afghanistan. I mean,
I strongly suspect that's kind of like a temporary thing. Politicians are really good at moving with the wind. They're going to be in trouble. The bottom line is America's in trouble. The only thing I can see for us to do is to try to take out the sycophants at the top who enabled the trouble, and in doing so, empower the people who have a brain to cut off the dog's tail and invoke the 25th Amendment on Biden.
And the fact of the matter is there's an order of secession, and so we have to follow that, and I guess wait until 2024 to change.
We don't get to like that Kamala is going to be the president, but the fact is this can't stand.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning, thank you, buddy. Godspeed.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Hey, Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be with you. I do want to talk about masking kids, but before we get there, obviously, the headline topic of what happens in Afghanistan will not stay in Afghanistan. And in light of that, in light of what's happening at our southern border, the warning to all America is you better keep your head on a swivel right now, because I see the country in dire risk. Is that an overstatement, Jenny Beth?
No, I don't think it is an overstatement. I also think, you know, we need to take things one day at a time sometimes and not completely completely freak out, I think is what I'm trying to say. But I don't think it is an overstatement when there are reports that the Russians and the Chinese were there to work against American interests. It's very, very concerning, and it's something we need to pay attention to. These are not our allies. They're not acting like allies, and they're engaged in activity that it seems that our president and our military leaders, who our president is looking to, they're not paying attention to the same battlefield.
It seems like
and
it.
By that, I mean, they focus on critical race theory and what happened on January 6th, and they aren't looking at the place where we actually have true enemies who are working against America.
Yeah, I hear you're exactly right. And certainly with what was left behind, Jenny Beth, that's what concerns me and why the Chinese did not waste an opportunity to align themselves with the Taliban, nor Russia as well. But China jumped into the deep end right away with the Taliban because they saw all that military information. I mean, all the military gear that we left behind. The secrets, this proprietary military information that is left right there for the easy pickings of the Chinese. I mean, this is all very, very dangerous. It makes us look bad all across the country, makes us look weak, and it leaves us vulnerable. And as someone cited earlier, we weren't even this vulnerable prior to 9/11. And with the anniversary of 9/11 coming, and of course the Taliban's hoping for a big, you know, big party on 9/11 celebration, an end zone dance and everything, a victory party, because they have taken Afghanistan. And they're going to use this anniversary to celebrate. And I agree with Rick Manning. That's what they're going to do. Again, to really, just make sure that the black eyes that America has right now, you know, continue.
I think that you are exactly right with that. And I think that this is why it is so important that we're paying attention to the nominations that are moving through the United States Senate, that we are watching closely what Biden is doing, and whether we like the fact that he's in the White House or not, he is in the White House, and we need to be paying attention to what he's doing and doing all that we are able to do as civilians outside of the government to support our military and support our troops and make sure that the United States Congress is doing the same thing.
Exactly.
The Congress can work as we can be a check on Congress, and Congress can be a check on the White House. And at this point, everybody needs to wake up and pay attention to what has just gone down in Afghanistan. And walking into the 20th anniversary of 9/11, this is not going to be a good day.
Yeah, without a doubt.
For our country.
Well, Jenny Beth, this is why Tea Party Patriots Action has been so instrumental, because a lot that you focus on, yes, it's activating your citizenship, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not like here's another full-time job for you. I mean, can you dedicate 5 minutes for liberty and for your country? And the other thing is also look at what people are reporting, and we've known this all along, is local happens a lot faster. And you see what's happening in school boards across the country, Jenny Beth. The mama bears and even papa bears are coming out now, thank God, going after these school boards, saying, you're not going to mask up my kids. We're going to, you know, we now are aware of what you're trying to do in indoctrinating our kids with CRT. That's not going to happen. And there's changes at a local level that are happening within months. Whereas on a federal level, you know, we've got the midterms coming up. And as you say, right now, the president of the United States is Joe Biden. And, you know, anything else withstanding, that's what we're going to have to deal with. Although there is such outrage for the incompetence and the mishandling of Afghanistan, people want to fire Joe Biden in some form or another, Jenny Beth. But, again, I congratulate you on all your efforts, and it's already there, ladies and gentlemen. So go to the website and get activated at the Tea Party Patriots Action website. Jenny Beth, give them some directions specifically as to what they can do to, you know, to activate their citizenship and be a part of we the people that are going to take back this country.
Okay, so what you can do when you go there right now, we are working for August 28th to have people who host rallies and protests. The theme of the rallies and protests is Just Say No. And we're saying no specifically to the medical mandates. We are trying to stop the medical mandates in this country. Now, what each person in each local area encounters with medical mandates varies from state to state and even within a state from county to county or municipality to municipality. But we want mask off kids. We do not want vaccine passports. We want people to be able to, we want to be able to protect the doctor-patient relationship and the decision-making that takes place within a doctor-patient relationship without the government interfering with that. And so we're doing these protests on August 28th. We are listing them on our website. We've had over 100 people who've stepped up to say they would organize or help to organize, and hundreds of others who say that they will show up. And right now what we need people to do is to get the word out, share the website with others, and then show up at these events. And if you don't see one listed by, say, Friday of this week in your local area, then volunteer to help host one yourself, and we will teach you how to do it. It's not that difficult. It can be as simple as a sign-waving event to let people in your community know enough is enough. It's time to say no to the medical mandate.
Exactly. And as you say in your latest article, Jenny Beth, there's no scientific studies that supports the CDC guidance for masking our school kids. You say it's just flat out abuse.
It is. There is no evidence that the masking helps. And I do think it is abusive, especially when you consider the fact that children, unless they have a very severe pre-existing condition like leukemia or uncontrolled diabetes, they're not going to die from COVID. It doesn't mean that they won't get sick, but as parents, we know and understand children do get sick. Mm-hmm. They're not going to die from this. They act as barriers on the spread of transmission of COVID, and the risk of putting them in masks, not letting them learn facial expressions, not making it where they can communicate freely so that they can understand what a teacher is saying and what their fellow classmates are saying, the risk of stopping that from happening are greater than the risk of what would happen with them should they contract COVID. It's time that we start comparing the risk and do what's right for our children. It's past time.
How come they're not saying anything about interfering with the natural immunity process, Jenny Beth? Is that causing this resurgence right now with this new variant? Is the kids have been so protected that they haven't been exposed to the original COVID virus in a way to build up their immunity?
Now, I don't know that that is what's going on with kids. It may be some of what's going on with adults, but this virus, even if kids get it, they will get sick. I'm not saying they don't get sick, but it doesn't affect them as severely.
Right. Well, I mean, even as an adult, my doctor told me I got COVID back in March. He says my immune, and I checked this out. It wasn't like I took it for granted. I mean, I had several studies done. And he says, look, at your T-cell immunity is much more effective than if you'd have been vaccinated. And natural immunity is better.
Right. The way that Dr. Harvey Risch has explained this to me is that each person who contracts COVID develops thousands of different variants within their body and fights them off, assuming that they survive it.
Well, so we got
immunity.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Chris Chmielinski is with us with Numbers USA. He's the deputy director. Hey, Chris, how are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. A lot of talk, of course, about what's happening in Afghanistan. What happens there is not going to stay there. It's coming to a neighborhood near us. We are very vulnerable at this point. When you do what America has done, and we thought we'd learned our lesson after Vietnam, but the sad thing about history, as my good friend Bruce Thatcher says, we don't learn from history, so we're bound to repeat the lessons one more time. And it seems like this is what we're going through, but look at... We've got at the core of all this, Chris, I have faith in the American people. I have faith in our God that created this country and gave us this American dream. And real patriots will take a stand and will understand that, this is a battle of many battles. It is not the war to end all wars by no means. And I can appreciate the discouragement that people feel right now and the embarrassment, and we need to feel that, full stop, as a country, as a nation, as a God-fearing nation that believes in liberty, that wants to do good and not harm. And what we see happening in Afghanistan, hearts are breaking here, and it's tough because this is falling on us as a country, isn't it?
It really is, and we have a tendency as a country to always have such a knee-jerk reaction instead of sitting back and thinking rationally and looking back at history as you referred to. And certainly when you've got, you've got folks that have helped the American troops try to build and strengthen a nation over there, jumping on planes that are in the process of taking off. These folks are desperate. And we should do everything within our power to help them safely leave the country if that's what needs to happen, and make sure that they are taken care of. But that doesn't automatically mean that we should be dropping them off to a community coming to every neighborhood near you. It's a big globe. You look at the world, a lot of them don't necessarily speak English. They don't know anything about the United States. They have completely different cultures and customs and understandings over there. So would make sense to find safer spaces for them in their own region and take care of them there. And we also see that from a cost benefit perspective, we can do more for them if we keep mm-hmm. them there rather than bring them all the way here to the United States. And,
exactly.
and again, once you set up that system, once you set up a pipeline where you're just going to bring everybody here to the United States and resettle them here, then that opens the door for people to try to take advantage of the system, especially folks that want to do harm to them.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we have an administration that's proven time and again, they're not prepared or interested to look at solutions in that kind of perspective. It's like, let's just take the easy way out. Let's just open the border. Let's just bring right. people in. Let's give them free education and free health care. Let's not talk about the consequences that come along with doing something like that. And nobody is asking, is there a better way? Like you say, is there a safe haven? Is there another place that, you know, like you said, around the planet where they can be better served? And we're going to do our best interest to, you know, help these families get relocated. If it's here in the United States because it's, it merits that, fine and well. But just as, like you say, it's a knee-jerk reaction, not necessarily. And I agree with you, in their best interest, because, look, they have their own culture. They've got their own foods just like everybody else and their own way of life. And you want to be able to help them preserve that as much as possible. And the answer isn't always that it would be here in the United States. I think you make a good point here. I do want to address something that we had talked about before, and this is coming out loud and clear regarding Senator Tom Cotton, who claims that the Dems are trying to slip a massive amnesty into the reconciliation bill. And I'm concerned about this particularly because our eyes right now are so focused on all the things that we're seeing in Afghanistan and, what they're doing to the women there, you know, people holding on to airplanes, as you say, this is just heartbreaking. And, you know, because these aren't just Afghanis. These are fellow humanoids. These are people who are journeying through life with us, maybe in a different country, but all at the same time. You know, it is heartbreaking. And my hope is that we don't get our eye off the ball here and that, that our elected officials can multitask and handle these most important situations.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it's almost like the Afghanistan situation is going to give the Democrats cover in what they want to do. And what you said about Senator Tom Cotton is absolutely right. He's exposing what the Democrats are doing with their budget reconciliation process effort here. They have already passed the resolution in the Senate. Now it's a complicated process. They have to first pass a resolution which instructs the Senate what can be in the final budget reconciliation bill that will probably come to the floor this fall. So they've already passed the resolution, and the resolution includes funding for the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over immigration, to make policy changes through the budget reconciliation bill. And then in their printout, their blueprint that goes alongside it, it includes a pathway to citizenship for roughly. One of the pro-amnesty groups is saying that they believe that this is going to cover 8 million illegal aliens are going to receive amnesty through this budget reconciliation if it should actually go through.
I think that's a modest number, Chris.
Yeah. And so the House is coming back from their recess next week, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because you've got nine moderates in the House of Representatives who are saying, we're not going to vote for the budget reconciliation resolution that was passed by the Senate until we first pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And then you got the progressive caucus saying that they won't vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill without first voting on the reconciliation resolution. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. I'm sure one of those two groups will cave, and both of them will probably pass, unfortunately, next week in the House. And then we're looking at a big, big fight this fall to try to keep a massive amnesty out of budget reconciliation for good.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, you know, think about what they're doing ultimately. They're rewriting the law in such a way that it doesn't go back to Congress any longer. It's all going to be handled by this agency. I mean, this is the plan. This is what Democrats have done time and again, is they found a way to circumvent the legal process and having Congress vote on things, they empower agencies to make these decisions. You know, like what? They're just too busy. They can't. They no longer can legislate anymore. I mean, this is how our Constitution is being rewritten, and why we have such a bloated and inefficient government that is strong arming the American citizen through these bureaucracies.
Right, and we've already seen, you know, ultimately the amnesty is going to fall on the Department of Homeland Security, and guess what? The refugee situation in Afghanistan, depending on how many folks that involves and if we're bringing them to the United States, that's also going to involve the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, yeah, and there's a border surge happening. We're also in the middle of the border crisis, and how well are they handling that right now?
Mm-hmm.
We've already had USCIS insiders come out and say U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services that would be tasked with overseeing the amnesty for, again, 8 million illegal aliens, it sounds like. They've already come out and said, we're ill-equipped to handle this. Mm-hmm. We're understaffed. We're under-resourced, which means it's going to take years and years and years to actually execute this. And what does that mean? That means that the folks that are trying to come into the country the right way are going to have to get to the back of the line behind these folks because
Amazing.
The agency is going to be so overwhelmed with applications.
Exactly. Jesus Numbers USA Deputy Director Chris Chmielinski is with us. Chris, this is just an additional disaster when we're looking for the government's bureaucracy to be the solution, because is there anything that we can point to give us some sense of confidence that they're going to handle the job? I mean, already, as you say, you have people within the institution saying, we can't even handle what we've got right now. And if you flood us with even more, I mean, we're really going to be behind here.
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot that we could, to again, say confidently that this is going to be managed well. If it passes again, we certainly at Numbers USA are going to do everything we possibly can to prevent the amnesty from passing through.
Well,
we have to continue
the agitation between these disparate forces within the Democratic Party, because there's no doubt that's holding it off. And Nancy Pelosi is insisting that, you know, she wants to, you know, pass everything at the same time. She doesn't want to piecemeal this battle. She wants everybody just to take the pill all at one time.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's the way that she's going to appease both groups, that just have them all voted on it all at one time.
Right.
There's a lot of things in the budget reconciliation resolution that moderate Democrats don't like, beginning with a price tag. You know, they're afraid of that $3.5 trillion number. They're afraid of the fact that they're probably going to have vote at some point in the fall to raise the debt ceiling. There's a lot of things that they're afraid of. Why? Because next year's an election year.
This is all on them.
Usually happens, right? We know what usually happens in the midterm of a new president's first term. They end up losing power. So there's a lot of Democrats that don't want to lose their seats next year and are at risk. So they may not want to take these tricky votes. We just got to make sure that amnesty is one of those toxic things that even further turns them off from the
public. Well, that's, you know, look at that whole idea of illegal immigration and border wall control is what elected Donald Trump. And that is still alive and well and in play, Chris Chmielinski. Thank you, buddy.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium?